Welcome. We begin tonight with shocking developments in the search for Brian Laundrie, that timeline that authorities across the country have based this entire manhunt around may not have been accurate. Brian Laundrie's parents, through their lawyer, now saying that their son was missing a day earlier than what we previously thought and were told by the FBI. This all comes at the same time Brian's sister broke her silence in a video that we brought you exclusively here on News Nation Prime last night. Brian's sister Cassie saying she doesn't know where Brian is and she doesn't know if her parents are involved. In a moment, I'm going to be talking with former FBI agent Jennifer Coffendoffer about these new developments. But first, News Nation correspondent Brian Enten, you saw him there joining us live outside the Laundrie family home in Northport, Florida. Brian, how significant are these new developments in the timeline tonight?
Well, you know, Marnie, we've seen the timeline change many times before, but never as significantly as it did this afternoon. Brian Laundrie's parents inside the house behind me have now changed the date that they say their son vanished.
I'm getting ignored by my family and thrown under the bus by my family's attorney.
Brian Laundrie's sister providing new details and new dates about what led up to her brother's disappearance. And now the timeline is changing like never before. First of all, the Laundrie's attorney now says Brian's parents believe he went missing Monday, September 13th, not Tuesday, September 14th, which is what they initially said. Brian's sister Cassie confirms she saw Brian and her parents at the DeSoto campground on September 6th, which is the last time she says she saw Brian. Before that, she says he stopped by her house with her parents in the silver Mustang on September 1st after he drove back to Florida. And new today, the attorney confirming Brian did in fact fly home from Salt Lake City August 17th and return to Salt Lake on August 23rd to rejoin Gabby. The attorney says Brian flew home to obtain some items and empty a storage unit. Brian's sister says she saw him on that trip too.
The last time I physically saw and the last time I physically spoke to my brother was on the 6th. I've tried to get in touch with him, phone went to voicemail. I worry about him, I hope he's okay, and then I'm angry and I don't know what to think. I would tell my brother to just come forward and get us out of this horrible mess. I don't know if my parents are involved. I think if they are, then they should come clean.
Still no movement outside the parents' house, and they haven't been outside in days. Meanwhile, Gabby's parents were on Dr. Phil today. Her mom says she could sense early on that Gabby wasn't alive.
I didn't want to admit it, but I felt it the night I found out the van was in Florida on the 11th. I felt in my heart that she was gone.
And so heartbreaking to hear there from Gabby's family today. But back out here at the Laundrie house, the Laundrie family attorney today made clear that he is representing the Mrs. and Mr. Laundrie and Brian Laundrie. He is not representing the sister, Cassie, right now, which is really no surprise considering yesterday Cassie said that her parents' attorney has basically thrown her under the bus. Marnie?
Yeah, a lot of new twists and developments. Brian, there were many emotional moments in that interview with the parents of Gabby and Dr. Phil today. We want to play another portion of that exchange for folks at home. Take a listen.
Do you think they know where he is now? If they do, you believe they should pick up the phone and tell you?
Somebody needs to start talking. I do believe they know a lot more information than
they're
putting out there.
We all want to protect our children. It's understandable. But it's also more important to teach your children right from wrong. And when something is wrong, you need to do the right thing.
Would you say to him if he's watching this right this minute?
This is where I should wash my mouth, right?
Turn yourself in.
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 Turn yourself in. Brian, you have been in touch with all of the key players in this investigation and this case since the very beginning. How does this interview land with you in terms of the family being so tight-lipped since Gabby's body was discovered in Wyoming? The first time, really, the parents have gone so far is to speak directly to Brian.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they want him, obviously, to turn himself in so that they can get beyond this chapter. We've heard the parents talk about they want to start a foundation. They want to help other missing people. They want to help domestic violence victims. But really, first, Brian Laundrie has to be found. And it was interesting, Cassie Laundrie also now today for the first time actually going on camera and saying to her brother, turn yourself in.
Yeah, an indication of the frustration and the patience waning for so many who want answers in this case, most importantly, Gabby's family.